It's the Bad Advice Show.
Good afternoon, good morning, good night. It is the Bad Advice Show, you lovely hooligans. And to my right, hailing out of the comedy area of DC, you know him as the stage bully. Put your hands together for Sarone Russell.
Hey, what's happening? Hey, I like that nickname, right? The stage bullet.
Mm-hmm. And to my right, hailing out of New Orleans, she is as mighty with a pen as she is with the sword. Put your hands together for Mel, everybody.
Wow. What's up, everybody?
I'd just like to remind people you have a katana.
I do, in fact, have a katana.
Mm.
Hey, and good on you for not taking that anywhere terrible.
Hey, thank you. See, a lot of growth happening over here. I think it's because, you know what? I just need to say it. Like, I've been eating good this week. I took home leftovers, but I didn't take home a crazy amount. Let's do the traditional thing and tell people when they should stop eating leftovers.
Put that turkey down. That shit has gained self-awareness.
It's alive again. Yeah. And it knows what you did to it.
Yeah, put that turkey down.
It remembers everything you shoved in its butt.
Oh, man, this turkey day was quite the festive one. I did my turkey for my family, as I normally do, deep fried turkey. Before you guys get up in arms, I didn't do the crazy outdoor setup for my turkey. I have a deep fryer that can hold a turkey inside. And
safely.
Very safe.
Good on you, because niggas was setting up in their house, in their kitchen, with a big-ass 30-quart pan and a gas burner. Like, yeah, I'm finna fry this turkey in the house. No, you finna have a terrible tragedy to talk about for years to come.
Yeah, people really don't do they don't do the prep it takes to deep-fry a turkey. People just don't understand you can't throw an unthawed bird into hot grease.
No. No, you cannot throw a chunk of turkey ice into a fucking boiling hot vat of oil.
When can you do that with anything? And why do they think that Thanksgiving is an exception?
They think the rules don't apply. These are the same niggas who hadn't cooked the chicken nugget all year.
Mm-hmm.
Now they like, I'm finna fry a turkey because I seen it on YouTube.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
On holiday.
But here's the thing, Mel. A lot of dudes don't cook all year and decide to let their inner Neanderthal out and decide that Thanksgiving's going to be the day that they make the most extravagant bird. The bird that needs the most prep, and they think they can do it, and they just do no prep work.
That's the day you decide to set Big Mama House on fire.
Mm.
How did you lose your grandma? It was a 22-pound bird. What? Yeah. She came around the corner when I was dropping it, and that was it.
Oh, man. Oh, I got to say this, because this happened to me while I was carefully placing my turkey into the hottest of oils. My niece, who's in her 20s, decided to ask me boyfriend questions. And I'm like, can't you see I am doing dangerous things right now?
Well, that's the time to ask your uncle, because I used to ask my uncles when they were underneath cars, welding shit, digging in the fields. I would have all kind of questions.
So that's a common thing. I didn't realize that.
Wait till your uncle is completely occupied to ask him life questions.
So I'm holding this turkey over hot grease, trying to ease it in as slowly as possible so the grease doesn't pop up. And she go, can I ask you something? And I gave her a look that didn't say yes, but it also didn't say no. Cause I was like, all right, I know this is an emotional time. I don't want to say the bird is more important than your emotional needs right now.
Not that you don't mean as much to me as this dead turkey, but niece.
So she had one of these, the question she asked me, and maybe you guys can help me out with this. Maybe I didn't give the best advice given the circumstances. Keep in mind this whole time, I'm holding a turkey over hot grease, easing it in slowly, trying to make sure I don't burn down my mama house. So I was on this boy I'm talking to page. No, I was on this. I was on the boy I'm talking to's ex-girlfriend's Instagram page.
Mistake.
Keep in mind, I'm holding a turkey medal. And she goes, I think I saw him in a reflection in the glass. And I know it's him.
Error.
And
Niece was over there doing some CSI detective work.
And she's like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I was like, how you know it's him? And she goes, I just know. It looked like him. I was like, in a reflection? She goes, yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay. She was like, you want to see? I'm like, I'm holding a turkey. And she was like, what you think? And like, the only thing, only uncle advice I could give, I was like, if you think he cheating, then he cheating. And I kept...
Which is the official aunt and uncle advice to all nibblings.
It really is, if you think about it. It's concise, it's to the point, and it's 99%.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that shit was wild. And I successfully cooked the chicken, not the turkey. Yeah.
Damn, man, she went down to the profile in the serial killer. She said, oh, I see you in the reflection at 12 noon as the sunlight hit your forehead and reflected you off the glass counter of this brunch establishment.
She'll tell you how the tan lines match up with the blinds in the picture.
See, see, that's some wild ass shit. If you looking at the person you talking to's ex's Instagram and you think you see them in a glass reflection, I might be going out on a limb. Tell me if I'm wrong, listeners. She wanted to see him there.
It's like seeing a mirage in the desert. You want that to be an oasis. An oasis of fuckery.
Yeah.
She doesn't know it yet, but they're done. Once you're there, you're done.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the... She thanked me for the advice because I was nervous about it because I was like, did I answer the question? I know I was preoccupied, but I hope I gave sound advice.
I think you gave sound advice because she's young. She's in her 20s. She ain't got time. She ain't got time to be stressed out all the time or worried about all this. So if it's already in the back of her mind, it's gonna manifest in other ways anyway. And she already had an inkling because of some other behavior. So why waste time? And if you saw the nigga ghost, then damn it, you saw his ghost.
Yeah, I was fully prepared for you to end this story with. So we got in the car and went to that nigga house.
No, no, no. I had a turkey to maintain.
Because that's definitely some super uncle or super aunt activities right there. We just go ask him. On Thanksgiving? Yeah, right now. Yeah, you picture you sitting down to eat. You got your whole family there. There's a warm aura of love in the air and Christmas music in the background. Then you get a knock at the door and it's Uncle Silk. And he got questions about your whereabouts.
You and your shadow.
Nigga, can I get you to step over here in front of this glass?
I'd be in the background like, that nigga don't walk with a cane. It's a sword in there. That, hey, Gordon, I'm letting you know, because me and you both super uncles, meaning that we got a lot of nieces and nephews. Mm-hmm. We have to go get a cane with a sword in it at some point.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to figure out the right one to go with. The handle is the important part. Yeah. Says a lot about you.
Says about, you know, who you are. You can go with the gold stud. You can go with a diamond. You can go with a hawk bill. It's up to you. But it has to speak to who you are as a person.
Oh, when you get one of them canes, you got to sit with the cane in front of you with two hands. That's such a power move.
At all times. You want to put your cane down? No. I'll be holding my cane the entire time I'm over here.
Mel, what kind of cane would you have?
I know probably the handle something. Would be like the one Ghostface had, a Supreme Clientele in that era.
Ooh.
Mm. Now that was a cane.
I think I had it the world.
No, he was like a watch or a bracelet or whatever.
Oh no, you're talking about the Eagle bracelet.
The Eagle bracelet, yes.
With the huge ass bird on it.
Yes.
You can't do shit with that. If you got that bracelet on, you can't do shit for the rest of the day.
Stun on niggas.
Stun on niggas. You flex all day. If you're a younger listener, you might not know this, but this nigga Iron Man. Killer.
Yep.
Tony Stark was one of the nigga almost invented the flex.
Yes,
he had the dick link chains. He had the gold eagle on his fucking arm. He was the first to do the bathrobe in unexpected places.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was the first to do bathrobes in public.
Yes.
Best storyteller in all of hip hop.
Oh.
Go look him up. Go look him up and go look at the Google images. You're going to find some inspiration for your next 90s party.
If you ever get into a high-speed chase, I recommend playing a song called Daytona 500.
Hell yes.
For some reason, it gets your blood pumping and your foot a little bit heavier.
I'm telling you the truth because this is even coming from my country ass and my rap ears. This is a nigga I listen to from up north, and he was just that nigga. It still is, but listen to him.
Yeah. I love the way his career matured till he started working with live bands and making like live band music.
I love the way he ended Shaky Dog with To Be Continued and gave us nothing. What the fuck happened, Dennis? I got questions.
He just left that hanging and did 6 more albums. Never went back to it.
Like, George R. R. Martin ain't shit. I'm still waiting for the end of Shaky Fucking Dog.
Ghostface, you got people out here waiting for you, baby. Oh, man. Hey, how about we do that? Name something that you would like a conclusion to, whether it's hip-hop or movie, a book.
A person.
Yeah, ooh, that's a good one, too. People do we want conclusions. Yeah, my exes. Ugh.
Yeah, nigga, your conclusions for your exes are all the same. Leave them alone.
Yeah, that's what I say, but they always... Listen, if we ever turn 58 together and we ain't got nobody, I think we can make it work.
Think I'm finna do that shit in my 60s when I got type 2 diabetes? Are you out of your mind? I got so much shit to worry about.
That's the type of thing somebody says when they're gonna go into training and be ready to kill you for your insurance money. There's just no way.
I have so many, if you such and such age, we should get back together. I think I got at least 4 out there.
Wait, four separate women with the same directive?
I have a type. Not only did she realize, hey, I think I might be single and not with nobody at that time, who will I still think is on this earth and still fun to hang out with? Oh, Gordon.
This nigga gonna be ducking his own birthday's mail.
We're really gonna have to check him in.
I'll be like, oh no, I'm 58. Charlene's coming back.
Gordon, want us to take you out for your birthday? No, I gotta lay low.
For how long? Ever.
Forever. I gotta wait till I'm 59. Charlene out here walking around in a wedding dress. I know she is.
And a sawed-off shotgun.
A deal's a deal.
Big ass white dress on. A deal is a deal, baby.
That's some wild ass shit, but all right. Yeah, that should be happening, man. I don't be liking it, but it be happening. You guys got any like stories or TV shows that y'all want to see conclusions to? But might not get it.
It was a movie. It was a show called Lost on NBC a long time ago. It ended. It did 2 things at the same time. It drug on too long and then ended terribly. And I don't know what happened. I don't know if these niggas had been dead the whole time. It was in purgatory, or was it a dream? Never cleared none of that shit up. They just held hands and walked into the light, like literally walked into the light.
Tell me when the writing staff doesn't know how to end something.
mean, I'm still waiting for the end of Game of Thrones because they gave us 7 seasons and just cut us off.
Yep. And now they're doing the before times.
Yep. We were promised an 8th season, never got it.
Yeah, that dude George, he's a hustler. Everybody keep going with that 8th season. He's somewhere in Acapulco. Let me be.
Throwing pesos on round buns.
He deserves it.
Yeah, he gave us some dragons. Go ahead and throw some money on ass if it's what you want to do with your last days.
You nasty motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Speaking of throwing pesos on buns, Christmas is coming up. Let me ask y'all, when does the Christmas spirit hit y'all? Is it late November or is it early December for y'all?
December 18th.
You only a week of Christmas spirit?
Yep. Because that's when I start shopping and getting gifts and like focusing on what I'm going to get people. Janet already gave me her Christmas list, her birthday list. She's born on Christmas, you know, like the baby Jesus. So, yeah.
I didn't know. That make her even more special in my book.
Yep. She asked me what I wanted. And then I was like, wait a minute. What do you want for your birthday? You know what she told me? She wants a BMW. That goddamn schooner money's gone to her head.
Oh, she finna get that BMW. You can best believe that she just, all she did was tear you over an impending purchase. The next time you see Janet, is she gonna be in a 4 series?
Yeah. So yeah, the 18th is when it hits me. I go Christmas shopping. I really get into it too. I don't know if you guys area do this or not, but Jersey is very keen on Christmas lights on houses to the point where there's actually like construction people and specialists that will hang your house Christmas lights for you. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, like landscapers, they'll come by and you can pay them and they'll put up all your shit and your house will be lit the fuck up.
Yeah, man.
I had somebody already come by my house talking about some, you know, for $300 a week and then I slammed the door. I was like, fuck out of here. Y'all gonna get this reef and y'all gonna get this one light in the window and that's it. I'm not doing that shit. My light bill already high as hell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People forget that.
The global warming, I got my AC on and my heat on every other day.
Now I got lights to entertain your ass. Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here. But I get into the Christmas spirit the day before Thanksgiving. I listen to Silent Night by The Temptations. That's the official start for me. I go in the garage, I take my shirt off, get a little drunk, and I hit them with it in my mind, and that's it. That's it for me. I'm in the spirit. Because Christmas is special to me because none of my Christmases growing up were good. It was too much crack smoke in the air.
Oh. I know where you're going every single time.
I saw it coming.
I like how me and Mel get quiet because we're looking for a place to hide.
Every time.
Because it doesn't matter what our response is going to be. It's going to be inappropriate.
Inappropriate every time. Because I like to make it special for my youngins, though. Because they get in the spirit around September when they start, when the catalogs start coming out, they start picking shit out.
Damn. I didn't know they still made catalogs.
Oh, yeah. They think they got me fooled. I'm like, y'all don't believe in Santa no more. Y'all little capitalists is what y'all are.
Man, what gets you into the Christmas spirit?
So, I don't know. It's kind of, I'm on a little switch up right now. It used to be the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I would play my playlist and watch Friday After Next. And I just realized, like, this one, I was like, I haven't done any of that yet. So, I guess now-ish.
Okay.
Well, it's hot here. So, that's, it's after 15 years of getting, like, real winter, it's hot here. So,
I'm switched up on you.
Yeah.
Can I tell y'all?
You coming from a different climate. You coming from snow and ice and coming down to humidity.
Yeah, I'm wearing Crocs and a t-shirt right now.
I want to admit something, but I feel like y'all going to judge me.
You can guarantee that's
probably.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was mad loud.
I think Lovie Smith, the coach of the Houston Texans, is the real Santa Claus, and he is playing in front of our face.
You think that part of the Houston Texans problem is this man don't really know shit about defense. He just know delivery excellence.
Yeah, man. If I was the Black Santa, where would I hide? Houston. Why? It's hot, warm. Kids won't think to go look for me there. Then I could hide in plain sight with that huge white beard. Then I could travel from city to city, get intel on all the good and bad kids.
I'm mad at how much sense this makes. This nigga is Santa.
Yes, he is. Lovie Smith is Santa Claus.
Y'all make me sick.
And then Lovie used to teach, not teach, what the fuck is wrong with me? Then he used to coach in Chicago too.
Mm-hmm.
That's another good place to hide. Lovie hides where Black people reside. Like, how you get hired in two of the biggest Black cities in America?
He's
and
the
not
Black.
Doing well.
Yeah, he's a decent coach, but I feel like he just lucks up. Just Christmas miracles every Sunday. But
this.
If y'all think I'm lying, go look at a picture of Lovie Smith right now and tell me if that ain't Black Santa Claus.
Hey, when they win, if you look closely, he blowing elf dust onto the players out of the hand. Just look.
Hey, can both of you leave me alone?
Oh, sorry, Mel. Sorry that we have this whimsy in our heart.
Now I'm Scrooge.
Oh, did y'all watch that new Apple TV Scrooge movie with Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell?
I haven't, but I saw there was a lot of singing, and I might be able to fuck with it a little bit.
Yeah, I think I might do it too.
Cause I like Ryan Reynolds. He's been the same. He's been Ryan Reynolds in everything, but I like the character.
I'm realizing Americans just like sassy Canadians.
Oh, we love them.
Yeah,
you can run down the list: Mike Myers, mm-hmm. What's his name?
Jim Carrey.
Isn't Michael J. Fox Canadian?
Yes, he is. Even if he's
Justin
not.
Justin Bieber.
Ooh, sassy Canadian. Yep.
it's not Rick Moranis.
No, he is. He's also Canadian too. Yes.
Rick is Canadian.
Yep.
And Ed O'Neill used to do with the spiky hair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We love us a sassy Canadian. Well, Drake is the ultimate sassy Canadian.
Yeah, we've made him a millionaire a couple times over. He's the only one that none of the rap rules apply to.
Zero.
Zero apply to him. You got to be from the streets. He like, I grew up in the suburbs. All right, fine. You got to be real. I lie from time to time. Okay. You got to keep your emotions in check. I'm a sensitive guy. All right.
And brags about how emotional he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's made himself quite a pretty penny off of being emotional.
Yeah, we love a sassy Canadian. You all right.
Yes, we do.
I'm pretty sure there's a list of women entertainers that we hadn't even got into.
Yeah.
But that's their greatest export, is a sassy, comedic Canadian.
Yep. Thank you, our neighbors to the north.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait. Let me take that back. They gave us Canadian goose, and we can't kill those things, and they terrorize us every day.
Yeah. I don't know how the fuck we ended up saddled with that, because they're not even from here. And every year, there's reports of being attacked, stepping in goose shit. I saw the funniest one the other day. This lady, all she was doing was walking across the parking lot. This goose saw her and was like, I know damn well this bitch didn't approach me. And then he chased her around the Uber, her Uber was pulling up at the same time, chased her around, flew inside the Uber with her.
What that video. Oh, man.
She dropped her bag. She left her bag behind everything. She was just telling the Uber driver, go, go, go.
Mel, did you know that it's illegal to kill a goose?
I didn't know that, but I don't get close enough to geese to fuck with them, or for them to fuck with me.
Oh, well, you're smart. I just find it fucked up that Canada made a law and then told America, hey, we got these asshole birds. Don't kill them. What?
Yeah, we're sending down 19,000. We want 19,000 back.
I'm about to send a dickhead to your house. Be nice.
Be nice. That's pretty much the official migration policy. Sending a dickhead to your house. Be nice.
Oh, man. What if we did that to Canada? What if we did that to Canada? We just went across the border and just let loose a bunch of feral hogs.
What? One Tommy Loren.
I think that's an even trade too, Mel. Mm-hmm. I think that's how they get that. Yo, that
like
is
several candy. Flocks of geese.
Because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our penance, because we let our stupid politicians and pseudo politicians go across the board, and they're like, all right, you get a bird for that.
Could you imagine if we sent Tommy Loren and Lauren Boebert to Canada?
Ooh.
Once a year?
Ooh, I'm liking this.
That is sort of war.
That's sort of war. They'd be like, okay, we usually ain't on that rah-rah shit, but come on.
Why is Canada building nukes? What the fuck?
We let loose Tony Loren and, you know, shit went left. Really fucked up Montreal. Now they're angry.
Oh, they would decimate Montreal because, you know, they real artsy and they real gentle.
Yep.
And they're coming in with that blah, 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 blah.
Oh, man. Ooh, who would I send in exchange for geese? I would send diamond and silk to Canada.
Wait, I don't think you can send them anymore.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Ain't one of them no longer with us?
No, she's still here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, God, I didn't mean that.
When Gordon saw that, he asked, what did I wish for my birthday?
Oh. I got a very whimsical heart. When I see somebody that I know my friends don't like go down after their birthday, I'm like, what did you close your eyes and blow out those candles for?
No, I would never use my wish for the harm of another.
I told you.
Like, I don't think I'm that terrible yet.
Be very careful what you wish for on your birthday, people. When you blow out those candles, and I know you were just saying, Gordon, that's not a real thing. Yeah, you watch Liar Liar and it happened in that. But I'm telling you right now, I'm born on January the 5th. Janet got me my favorite ice cream cake, told me to make a wish on January the 5th. All I asked for was for Trump to go to jail. Next day, January 6th happened. I went, holy shit. So be careful, guys. Birthday wishes are powerful.
I don't even know what to do with you right now.
Yo. But hey, he's got a point. Birthday magic is real.
Yep.
Might take a little while, but he's going to jail.
Yeah.
Might take a little while, but Gordon's wish started him down the path to prison. He's been indicted, so it ain't like he didn't have a little stank on that wish.
Birthday wishes just had to be notarized, and that's why it's taking so long. Gotta go through the proper channels.
Now you gotta take these two forms over to building 78. Fuck! Sir, there's no cussing in here.
This birthday wishes. We don't cuss around birthday wishes, sir.
You're going to have to go to the front of the line again. Damn it. Again, sir.
All right, we're done. Okay.
We're done.
All right. We got one last thing to talk about before we go. You know what? I want to know this. What do you, if you guys can get anything for Christmas, what would you go ask for?
You said we can't wish the death of people, right?
Yes. No okay. death. This is Disney Aladdin Genie rules. Okay.
Well, come back to me then, because I got to think on it.
Mel?
An incredibly large sum of money.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Incredibly large.
What's an incredibly large sum?
I don't even know.
Well, so uncountable.
Something like that. Like, I don't, you know, like a lot. A lot.
Okay.
I wouldn't say uncountable.
Okay.
But a lot.
I'm going to keep it fun and festive and just be typical Capricorn. I would like a powerful at-home juice presser. I want to wake up and have fresh pressed juice. I've been saying this for months. Shit's delicious.
Yo, that's some grown man shit right there. A juicer?
Yeah, man.
Something you can throw a whole watermelon in?
You ain't got to worry about no seeds. Just right through. Oh, damn, that sounds delicious right now.
I have a juicer.
A word?
Yeah.
Of course. Of course you do.
I mean, you know.
Mel got a fancy plate. People be sleeping. I'm telling you, y'all go to Mel house. Y'all ain't going to want to leave.
I have a lot of comfort items.
Ain't nothing more comfortable than a juicer. I tell you that right now. You go to somebody's house and they give you a fresh juice. Nigga, you like, yo, how much your rent? And the Wolf of Wall Street. I'm not fucking leaving.
We got though. Mail. What the fuck?
Yep.
It's true though. When you get to a house that's put together like it's supposed to be, this shit make you so comfortable on the inside. You're like, is this how living's supposed to be? They're like, yeah. You got somewhere to put your feet up and put your drink on. And you're like, I ain't got none of this shit in my house. Hold on a minute. You telling me that you got blankets that fold underneath your sofa cushion so that you ain't got to go get up and get another one?
Lift the coffee table. It's snacks inside.
Not the coffee table. Lift up and do a 360. Jada kiss.
Oh, man. All right. So, Ron, what would you ask for Christmas?
I'm still thinking about death, but I'm going to move on.
You had such a long time to think of something else.
I know.
I just kept adding people to the list.
You had no intention of switching course.
None at all. I would do a big family gathering with no BS. Just love and laughter. And everybody got everything they need. Because most of my family gatherings start out with that love and laughter. And then halfway through, I realized I need to pay for everything.
Mm. Yeah, it'd be like that. Damn. Oh, you that dependable cousin.
Yeah, the dependable uncle and cousin and brother. Halfway through, they're like, man, we should get some drinks. And then they start looking at me. Oh, you sons of bitches.
I gotta finance this shit. Oh, and on that note, you know what? This kicks off the Bad Advice Show Christmas season. We're going to continue to give you guys some good holiday cheer up until the new year. I didn't even mean to make that rhyme. Wow, this shit really working. Thank you, Lovey Smith. All right.
Next week, we're going to tell you why elves' hats are shaped that way.
God damn it.
Mel, where can people find you?
You can find me everywhere at the Gates of Mel. The O is a zero, and by everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Hive Social, some other one that I'm missing. It's too many fucking sites, y'all. Like, decide on something. We in Chess Betamax. Narrow it down.
Seriously.
Decide on something. You can also, the thing y'all are clearly deciding on is Twitter, which is funny, but whatever. You can also find me every week on the Resist Bot podcast. We're coming out with a new episode by the time you listen to this on Thursday. So, yeah, every week. And you can also catch me on Resist Bot's Instagram Monday, Wednesday, and Friday Duhamel's midday mug. I have a mug of something. Maybe it's tea, maybe it's bourbon, who knows? And talk about current events and the latest Resist Bot petitions. It's never bourbon, by the way. My boss might be listening to this shit. It is literally never
bourbon. It is not bourbon. It's tea.
Not bourbon. It's tea.
So, Ron, where can people find you?
Big show coming up. You can catch me with our friend, the hilarious Felonious Monk, at the DC Comedy Loft from December 15th to 17th. We're going to do 5 big shows. Tickets are available at dccomedyloft.com. And I'm looking forward to the show.
Yeah.
Now, you can find me on Twitter, too, because I can't decide. I'm on everything in beta testing. I got my names.
I have my name on so many lists.
So many lists. I'm just signing up to shit. I'm signing away all my rights. Gordon, where can we find you?
Oh, this nigga done fell off. What the fuck?
See, this nigga disappears. Goddamn Christmas elf. Thank y'all for listening to the Bad Advice Show. Make sure y'all support our Patreon. That is patreon.com/Bad Advice Show. You get an early episode. You get early episode. You get that other thing for Mel and Gordon discussing all the ins and outs of relationships and whatnot. And they haven't invited me on because they
and
know.
And mental health. Were you on an episode before? Or did you fake on us?
I think I was on one.
Okay.
All right. But we appreciate y'all listening. We'll see y'all next week. Goodbye.
Thanks, everybody. Peace.